This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Joni Mitchell has a new CD called Taming the Tiger. It's her 19th album and her first release since Turbulent Indigo, 1994's Grammy Album of the Year. This was a startlingly unexpected award because, like several of Mitchell's immediately previous albums, it sold poorly and barely made a mark on the music scene. With Taming the Tiger, Mitchell seems to be reaching out with more accessible music than she's made in some time. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
I stepped outside to breathe the air and stare up at the stars. Big Dipper hanging there over the rental car. Over the rental car. I'm a runaway from the record biz, from the hoods in the hood and the whiny white kids. Snoring and I'm taming the tiger. You can't tame the tiger. Tiger, tiger, burning bright.
In the title song of Joni Mitchell's new CD, she invokes William Blake. Her Tiger, Tiger, Burning Brightly is the same avid creature of naked ambition that led Blake to marvel, Did He Who Made the Lamb Make Thee? And where Blake's stars threw down their spears, for Mitchell, they chucked down their spears. Like the English mystical poet, Joni Mitchell is an artistic autodidact. She experiments with guitar tunings and jazz bohemianism the way Blake did with poetic meter and religious iconography.
This is really something. People will be envious, but our roads aren't clear, so we mustn't rush. Still, we're burning brightly, clinging like fire to fuel. I'm grinning like a fool. Stay in touch. We should stay in touch. Oh, stay in touch. Touch. Part of this is permanent.
Mitchell said in a recent interview that the tentative, tender song Stay in Touch is about getting to know her now-grown daughter, Killoran, whom she gave up for adoption 35 years ago. Mitchell hasn't permitted herself such autobiographical freedom in ages, and you can hear a sense of relief in the music, in the way the massed guitars, primarily Mitchell's own, endlessly overdubbed, surge and swoop with exhilarating abandon. They're carried aloft by Brian Blade's airy drumming, and the periodic flutter of Wayne Shorter's saxophone. You can hear this collaboration clearly on Facelift, an affectionately sardonic response to an argument Joni had with her 86-year-old mother.
Oh, love takes so much courage. Love takes so much shit. She said, you've seen too many movies, Joni. She said, snap out of it. Oh, the cold winds blew at our room with a view, all helpful and hopeful and candlelit. We kissed the angels and the moon eclipsed, you know. Happiness is the best. Facelift.
There are a couple of songs here, like No Apologies and the middle section of Taming the Tiger, with its pointless complaint about pop music as, quote, junk food for juveniles, that are marred by the sort of commentary that made her 1985 album Dog Eat Dog so trying. But even on these, the music is lush and enveloping, and elsewhere there's a welcome sense of humor peeking through.
Since I lost you, I can't. One big boo-hoo. The pain won't go away. What am I gonna do? Man from Mars. This time you went too far.
The first time I heard the opening line of Man from Mars, the way she pauses and moans the phrase, boo-hoo, I whooped with laughter. Here's sober-sighted Joni having a bit of fun at the expense of her own carefully calculated melancholy. 31 years after getting a record deal, the kid from Saskatoon has found a way to have, as she herself recently said of Noel Coward, so much skill and so much to say without being heavy. Good for her.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.